Okay, we're on 96 on the top, 176 at the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is saying like this, that the 600,000 neshamas times 600,000, right? That's how many neshamas there are. And he says, the neshamas coming down into the world, even if you're a holy tzaddik, that you're serving Hashem on the highest level, is nowhere near the level of godliness that you had at the time when your neshama was in heaven before it came down into the world. So therefore, he says like this, top line, what is the purpose of the neshama's descent into the world? To dress itself into the body and the animal soul, is to rectify them, to separate them from evil of Shalosh Klipas HaTumeis. One of the most common questions in Chassidus, you have in a lot of the Alter Rebbe's Maimarim, there's one question which is always asked. What is the purpose of the Neshama coming into the world? Lama Yarda Neshama La'ilam Hazeh. Why does the Neshama come down into this world? The Neshama is perfect. It's a part of Hashem. The Neshama does not need to be rectified. The Neshama is perfect. So Chassidus asks, what is the purpose of the Neshama's descent into the world? And Chassidus answers what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. The purpose of the Neshama's descent into the world is to rectify the world, to elevate the world, and through that, the Neshama becomes elevated. But the Neshama is not coming down here for itself. He says, "Kdei lesaknem bilvad," to fix the body and the animal soul, to separate them from the evil of Shalosh Klipas HaTumeis. How do you separate the body and the animal soul from evil? Aidei shmiras shasa leisasa, by keeping the 365 negative commandments, van fam in their branches, ulahaleis nafshei hachiyunis, and to elevate the animal soul, imchelka hashayichla, together with the part of the world that we learned about before. You know, every person, wherever you are, you have that part of the world that you need to fix. Mechlolos elam hazeh, from this general world, ulakashram, and to bind them, uliyachtem, and to unite them, be'erin tzav baruch, with godliness, that you bring down into the world, aidei kiyumei koramach mitzvasei. The Alter Rebbe says like this, the purpose of the neshama is to fix the world. And Alter Rebbe says there's two parts of fixing the world. One is getting them away, so to speak, from bad influence. And the second way is by bringing godliness into the world. What is the first thing? By keeping the negative commandments, meaning not eating what you shouldn't, not speaking what you shouldn't, not thinking what you shouldn't, all that. What you're doing is you're separating the animal soul from evil. When you would eat and trace, when you'd eat not kosher or do things that you're not allowed to do, you're binding your animal soul to evil. Because you're bringing down the animal soul into evil by sinning. So by keeping the negative commandments, what are you actually accomplishing? That you're separating them from evil. And in addition to that, you're bringing down holiness into the world by doing the positive mitzvahs. So he says, what is the purpose of the neshama coming into the world? By doing keeping the negative mitzvahs. We don't allow the neshama to become evil. And even the body and the animal, so we separate it from the evil forces. And by doing the positive mitzvahs, we bring down holiness into the world. That is the purpose of the person's descent into the world. And he says, you need to fix the animal soul, the body, and your area of the world, that your mission is to elevate the Kedusha. Like we learned last time, where your mission in life is, that is the part of the world that you're in. You might think it's because of business, you might think it's because whatever, friends, relatives. The place a person is a place Hashem sent them to, because that's their part of the world that they need to elevate. How did Hashem get them there? So like we learned last week, tzaddikim know right away where to go. They go themselves, they know exactly where to go. Us commoners, how do we know where we belong? Hashem finds us a job there, a spouse there, a relative there, whatever it may be. But Hashem gets us to the place where we need to be because that is our part of the world. And therefore you see that people end up in so many far-fetched, crazy places in the world. They're trying to figure out how in the world do they get there. You know, that is because that is their place in the world that they need to elevate. And that's why the neshama came down into the body. Otherwise the neshama could have stayed upstairs, had a great time. Now it comes in just to rectify that. So by keeping the negative mitzvahs, you don't enforce evil in the person. In fact, you separate, you weaken the evil. And by doing positive mitzvahs, you bring down kedushin to the world. And he says, "Shehi, why do you add kedusha to the animal soul? Shehi he amekayim and kol mitzvahs ma'isis, because the animal soul and the body is what's doing the physical mitzvahs. So what's the purpose of the neshama? To come into a body, to get the animal soul and the body and the part of the world to do mitzvahs. So what they're actually doing is they're fixing the world that Hashem created. And like you said before, that prepares the world for Mashiach, which is the ultimate revelation of Hashem in the world. Ki haneshama atzma, like he says, the neshama itself, ein etzricha tikkun klal, does not need to be fixed at all. It's perfect. The neshama does not need any tikkun. The neshama does not need any rectifying, any bettering. It's perfect. Lehutzricha lislabish ba'ilam hazeh. The only need and reason why the neshama comes into this world is rak laham shich er, to bring down er, lesaktam, to fix the world, v'humamish dugmas seid golus hashchinam. And this is a remarkable concept. This is the concept of the exile of the Shechina, levadin nitzutzim, to refine sparks all around the world. The Gemara says like this, it's based on a pasuk, tzidkas bezreina b'Yisrael. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yishiyah, simple meaning of the Gemara is, Hashem did a very big kindness to the Jews by spreading them all around the world. Why? So the simple meaning of the Gemara is, you know, God forbid there was a Spanish Inquisition. The Jews had, they could have run to Portugal, or to America, or to Brazil. If all the Jews in the world would have been under Nazi regime, God forbid, God forbid more Jews would have been killed. The fact is, Jews all over the world, so the Gemara says simply, it's a favor Hashem did to us, we always have a place to run. Okay, and not as many Jews will become extinct, so to speak. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. Chassidus takes it much, much deeper. The reason why Hashem sent the Jews amongst the nations of the world is to elevate the sparks of Kedusha of that particular country, or city, or province, or neighborhood. You know, it's very interesting. There are a lot of neighborhoods in America that used to be so Jewish, and then all the Jews ran away, yeah, and other elements moved in and destroyed the area. In a Ruchnius Tikkunim, the Jews elevated all the sparks there, and there was nothing left to do. Which is, that's not what the Rebbe didn't want people running away from the neighborhoods. But conceptually, the reason why Hashem puts a person, Jews, spread throughout the world, because then they can directly elevate the sparks of Kedusha that are found in their part of the world. If all the Jews would be in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't be elevating America and England and Australia and South Africa and South America. They wouldn't be elevating it because they wouldn't be there. Right? The fact, and he says that's the concept of Golus Hashchina. He says when the Jews go into Golus, Hashem goes with them. Why does Hashem go with the Jews in Golus? So Kabbalah explains, because you need to elevate the sparks. So the neshama comes into the body, which is Golus, it ends up in various parts of the world for one reason, to elevate that part of the world. And by the way, this is how Chassidus explains. It's a very interesting mitzvah in the Torah that you're not allowed to live in Egypt. No, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Le'yosheb Derech HaZa'id. One of the 630 negative mitzvahs, or 365, a Jew is not allowed to go back to Egypt. So right away, the commentators ask, the Rambam himself lived there, the Rambam lived in Egypt, and the other, the Radvaz, lived in Egypt. And they answer why the Rambam was forced to live there because of the government and so on. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to go back to Egypt. According to Gabal and Chassidus, there's a very simple reason for it. When the Jews left Egypt, they emptied out Egypt, Vayinatz Letz Mitzrayim, they emptied it out. Kabbalah says, they took out every spark of Kedusha that existed in Egypt. They took out with them. So therefore, if all the sparks of Kedusha are out, what are you going back for? The purpose of a Jew, wherever they are, is to elevate sparks. But if the sparks are already elevated when they left Egypt, what's the purpose of going back? So the Torah says you're not allowed to go back. Similar to a concept that we learned before in earlier chapters. Why is Chazer forbidden? Because we can't elevate it. If you can't elevate it, the Torah says, then you're not allowed to eat it. What is our purpose? To elevate the world. So those things that we could elevate, we could eat and be there. Those places of the world that we can't elevate, you're not allowed to be there. If Egypt was already elevated, then the Torah says you can't go back. So this is what the Rebbe is explaining, the whole concept of Gold of Sashchina. When Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that, Jews were spread out all around the world, what is the positive in the negative? The negative, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. What's the positive? That now we can elevate sparks of Kedusha that we couldn't do before. And that's why Hashem made the Golus. According to Chassidus and Kabbalah, not only is an offshoot of the Golus, why did Hashem make Golus? Because then we're able to elevate the sparks. It's all part of a plan. Destroy the Beis HaMikdash, throw the Jews out all around the world. For what purpose? Elevate the whole world. And then we go, after the whole world's elevated, we go back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's the concept of Golus HaShechina. Okay, so he says now, Ubezeh Yuvan, now we'll understand, Ma Shefligo Razal Ma'ed Ma'ed B'mailas HaTzedakim. Why the Gemara and the Midrashim speak about the greatness of Tzedakah, giving charity. The Amin and Chazal say, Sheshkula keneged kol mitzvahs. It's equal to all the mitzvahs. The mitzvah tzedakah is equal to all mitzvahs. Uvachol Talmud Yerushalmi, throughout the entire Jerusalem Talmud, when it says mitzvah, it means tzedakah. That means tzedakah is the mitzvah of all mitzvahs. Why? He says, Kikacho, this is parenthetical, the Kikacho Yehergol Aloshin, that was the common language, Likrei tzedakah b'shem mitzvah stam. To call tzedakah with the word mitzvah. Why? She ikir mitzvah smaisis, because tzedakah is the primary, the main of all action mitzvahs. V'eilal kulana, and it's even greater than all. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain like this. Shakulon hein rak lahalis nefesh achyunis l'Hashem. What is the purpose of a mitzvah we just learned? To elevate the body and the animal soul to Hashem. Shehi yamekaymis esim, because the body is what does the mitzvah. Umistabeshes b'ayam, and it dresses itself into the body. Licholul ba'erin tzav baruch ha'melubesh, it gets dressed into the mitzvah to become one with Hashem. Right? What's the purpose of a mitzvah? To elevate the world. Right? Now, when you light Shabbos candles, what part of your body are you using? Your hand. Right? You walk to a mitzvah, you use your feet. You eat matzah, you use your stomach and your mouth. It doesn't elevate the entire body. One mitzvah elevates not only your entire being, but everything that exists in the world, and that's tzedakah. Because what are you giving the money from? The money you worked. With what did you work? Your entire body. So when you work with your entire body to make money, and then you take from that money, give it to tzedakah, you're elevating your entire body. You're elevating everything in the world that allowed you to get that money in the job that you had. And as we all know, when you have a job, you know what it takes. You know how many parts of the world are involved in you getting doing your job? Let's say you sell food, yeah? Okay? You have a grocery store. You sell food. Okay. In order to get all that food in the grocery store and have the grocery store functioning, you need lumber for the wood that included all the tools to cut the wood, all the tools that were made in making the paper, all the shelves and all the containers and all the food and everything. So basically every part of the world is elevated in any business that you have. Now when you take that business and you give tzedakah, you're elevating, number one, your whole body that worked. Number one, the money you could have bought things for your body and you're not, you're giving it to tzedakah. So that elevates the whole body, plus the whole world is being elevated. So if the concept of a mitzvah is to elevate the physical world, nothing does it as well as tzedakah. Because tzedakah elevates your entire being and everything that was involved in you getting the money that you're giving to tzedakah. No, tzedakah is with your body. Tzedakah could be with words. Tzedakah could be with anything. The tzedakah begufay, b'mamayne, b'nishmasi. There's tzedakah with your body, with your money, with your soul, with whatever. Tzedakah is a very broad word. But if he's speaking about physical tzedakah, you take a nickel and to put into the pushka, a dollar into the pushka, that is elevating a lot. It's not one particular, it's not only your hand that's putting the money into the pushka, it's what it took to get that money is being elevated. And he says, Ve'ein lach mitzvah, about 10 lines from the end of the page, Ve'ein lach mitzvah, there is no mitzvah, she'nefesh achiyunis mislabeshes b'kol kach, that the animal soul is so dressed into, like mitzvahs of tzedakah. Why? All other mitzvahs, only one power, like your bench lift, right? So one hand is being elevated at the time you're doing the light. When it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, that a person is giving the money that they worked for, your whole body is involved. Masiyas malachti, doing the work, like chopping wood or whatever, or esek achar, any other business. Shenistaka beimoyes elu, that you made the money with. Your whole body was involved in making the money. Therefore, ukshenesne litzdaka, when you give money to tzedakah, hare kol nafshi achiyunis, the entire animal soul, elu lashem is elevated to Hashem. So therefore, he says, this is what the greatness of tzedakah is. But you're davening with your mouth. Maybe using your head a little bit. But when you give tzedakah that you physically work for, then you're really giving, actually, your entire body is going in the midst of tzedakah. So you're elevating the world more through tzedakah than you are with any other mitzvah. Therefore, in Yerushalmi, when it says the word mitzvah, it means tzedakah. And he says, and so now what happens if a guy got the lottery and he doesn't work? He says, the gami shenanamiyagiya, even a person that doesn't benefit from their work, he says, hoyel ubamoyis elu, the fact that with this money, hoyoyachal liknes chayin nafshi achinus, he could have bought things for his body. Hayinaisin chayin nafshi lashem, so you give your life actually to Hashem. Because you're dedicating what you could have gotten for yourself. And now you're giving this to Hashem. Bottom line of this whole perek, the Alter Rebbe is explaining why our actions, or why the coming of Mashiach, which is the elevation of the entire world to Hashem, and the revelation of godliness in the world, why it's dependent on what we do. And by the way, that's one of the reasons, based on what we're learning here, well, like he said, tzedakah brings Mashiach closer. The whole concept of Mashiach's coming is only dependent on what we do in Golus. Like you said at the beginning of the chapter. Why? Because only in Golus are we all over the world. In Daven Beis Hamikdash, we're all in Eretz Yisrael. You're not elevating United States or Mexico or Canada or Europe or Asia, whatever. The fact that, and therefore, by the way, Davke, Golus is a preparation for Mashiach. Because only in Golus can we elevate the world greater than we could while we live in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash. It's a very positive outlook on Golus, you should know. They say generally there's two types of... There's always a positive approach and a negative approach. Many people, as the years go on, they get more depressed. And they said... Not because they get older. They say, oh, it's another year after the Torah was given, another year since the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. It's all very depressing. The Hasidic approach, by the way, is every year that goes by is a year closer to Mashiach. So instead of getting depressed from the past, you know, you look ahead. They say when the Rebbe was a little kid, the Rebbe used to climb trees. He was able to climb trees higher than all the other kids his age. They once asked him how he did it. It was very interesting. The Rebbe's answer as a kid showed the whole Rebbe's outlook in his whole life for the rest of his life. They asked the Rebbe how you, when he was a kid, they asked him, how are you able to climb higher than everybody else? He said, because when everybody else climbs a tree, you know, by nature you look down, and you look down at the past, where you came from. The Rebbe said, I never looked down, I only looked up. When you look down, then you get scared to go higher. But if you only look higher, then you're not scared to go higher, and therefore you can go higher and achieve much more than if you look down. So even in Golus, the Rebbe is explaining over here, the positive aspect of Golus is that we are elevating the entire world in all parts of the world. And that's why Dafka that is a preparation for Mashiach. Okay, bottom line of the page. Chein Amir Azal, therefore Chazal tell us, Shemekarevis es ha-geula, that tzedakah brings Mashiach closer. Why? Fisha b'tzedakah achas, because with one tzedakah, Maila harbe minefesh ha-chiyunis, you can elevate more of the animal soul. That you couldn't elevate so much of the animal soul with many other mitzvahs, with many other action mitzvahs. In other words, tzedakah elevates more of the person because the whole person's involved than all the other mitzvahs, because it has the ability. And by the way, this explains another interesting thing. If you look in the Gemara, the sages of the Gemara were basically involved in such learning that when you read in the Gemara how they kept mitzvahs, you would think that there's something between a conservative and a reformed Jew. The way they were so emphasizing the learning, they weren't so careful about the mitzvahs they were doing, as a rule. It says in Chassidus, in Kabbalah, there's thought, speech, and action. Learning Torah is speech. It's thought. You're learning. Davening is speech, and action is. Initially, the Aveda of the world, of the Jewish world, years ago, was thought, learning Torah. Then it went, in the earlier Chassidim's time, went into davening. They would daven long, long, long davening. Now, it's all action. Action is the final preparation for Mashiach. Because in order for Mashiach to come, the physical world needs to be elevated. So it has to be a process. First you started with thought, learning Torah. Then it went into davening. And then it ends off now, in the last era, so to speak, with action mitzvahs, which brings the physical world in the final preparation for Mashiach. So this is again part of the system, part of the program. The Jews today are much more careful in mitzvah observance than they were ever before. Because this is the Aveda of the world now, to get the physical world ready for the coming of Mashiach. And that can only be done with the physical world. Therefore it says in Sfarim, interestingly, one of the main merits that this generation have, even though pretty sick and sad, you know, one of the main merits that this generation has over all the previous generations was they give much more tzedakah than they did in the olden times. Because tzedakah is what's going to bring Mashiach, like he's explaining over here. So the merit of today's generation is the fact that we give a lot of tzedakah, even relative to what they did in the olden times. Because tzedakah elevates more of the physical world and gets the physical world more ready for Mashiach than any of the other things. What?
What did you mean by we're more careful with mitzvah observance today? Like, what's an example of that?
In the olden times, they went to yeshiva. They didn't bother with Hanukkah lights. Somebody in the house did it for them, or they had one person. They weren't careful in the observance of actually, or years ago they had one lulav and esrog. Gemara tells the story, Rabbi Gamliel had an esrog, they were on a boat, and Rabbi Gamliel gave it to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, and everybody benched one lulav. Today, you know, today it's a different world. People are more into mitzvahs than in the past.
Isn't it also more abundant, like in Europe? Wasn't there like
only... Correct. But why is it more abundant? Because now that's the emphasis more.
What other kinds of mitzvahs were they not careful?
I don't mean that we're not religious Jews, trust me. Some of the people of the Gemara davened once every 30 days. Some davened once a year. They were allowed to. I'm not saying they were, don't worry, they were very religious Jews. But they didn't have an obligation to daven. The Shem Yechor B'chal very rarely davened. His whole emphasis was learning. There were certain issues as the generation, what was demanded from the generation is...
Does it also mean though that someone like Shem Bar Yochai was so connected to Hashem?
He did it, right. He's gonna, we're not done yet.